The Changer, Fal broke in, quite slowly, as though guessing the answer to a puzzle which had been troubling her for hours and ought to have been simple. She looked through the flower-strewn trellis to a blue sky where a few small white clouds were moving slowly. She looked back to the machine. I'm right, aren't I? That changer guy who... And that special circumstance, Balveda? And the place where you have to be senile to rule. There are changes on Shah's world, and this bloke... She broke off and frowned. But I thought he was dead.
Now we're not so sure. The last message from the GCU nervous energy seemed to indicate he might have escaped.
What happened to the GCU?
We don't know. Contact was lost while it was trying to capture rather than destroy the Adiran ship. Both are presumed lost.
Capture it, eh? Fal said tartly. Another show-off mind. But that's it, isn't it? The Adirans might be able to use this guy. What's his name? Do we know?
Bora Horza Gobachul.
Whereas we don't have any changes.
We do. But the one we have is on the other side of the galaxy on an urgent job not connected with the war. It would take half a year to get her there. Besides, she has never been to Shah's world. The tricky part about this problem is that Bora Horza Gobachul has.
Ho, Fal said.
In addition, we have unconfirmed information that the same Adiran fleet which knocked out the fleeing ship also tried unsuccessfully to follow the mine to Shah's world with a small landing force. Thus, the Dra'ezan concerned is going to be suspicious. It might let Bora Horza Gobachul through, as he has served before with the caretaker staff on the planet, but even he is not certain to gain entry. Anybody else is very doubtful indeed.
Of course, the poor devil might be dead.
Changes are not notoriously easy to kill, and besides, it would seem unwise simply to count on that possibility.
And you're worried he might get to this precious mind and bring it back to the Adirans?
It could just happen.
Just supposing it did happen, Jace, Fal said, screwing up her eyes and leaning forward to look at the machine. So what? Would it really make any difference? What would happen if the Adirans did get their hands on this admittedly resourceful kid mind?
Assuming that we are going to win the war, Jace said thoughtfully, it could lengthen the proceedings by a handful of months.
And how many is that supposed to be? Fal said.
Somewhere between 3 and 7, I suppose. It depends whose hand you're using.
Fal smiled. And the problem is that the mind can't distract without making this planet of the dead even more dead than it is already. In fact, without making it an asteroid belt.
Exactly.
So maybe the little devil shouldn't have bothered saving itself from the wreck in the first place, and should have just gone down with the ship.
It's called the instinct to survive.
Jace paused while Fal nodded, then it went on.
It's programmed into most living things.
It made a show of weighing the girl's injured leg in its field-held grip.
Though, of course, there are always exceptions.
Yes, Fal said, giving what she hoped was a condescending smile. Very droll, Jace.
So, you see the problem?
I see the problem, Fal agreed. Of course, we could force our way in there and blow the place to smithereens if necessary, and to hell with the Dra'ezan. She grinned.
Yes, Jace conceded, and put the whole outcome of the war in jeopardy by antagonizing a power whose haziest unknown quantity is the exact extent of its immensity. We could also surrender to the Adirans, but I doubt we'll do that either.
Well, so long as we're considering all the options. Fal laughed.
Oh, yes.
Okay, Jace, if that's all, let me think about this lot for a while, Fal and Ystra said, sitting up straight on the bench and stretching and yawning. It sounds interesting. She shook her head. This is Lap of the Gods stuff, though. Let me have anything you think might be relevant. I'd like to concentrate on this bit of the war for a while. All the information we've got on the Sullen Gulf. All I can handle, anyway. Okay?
Okay, Jace said.
Fal murmured, nodding vaguely, her eyes unfocused. Yes. All we've got on that general area. I mean, volume. She waved her hand round in a circle, in her imagination, encompassing several million cubic light-years.
Very well, Jace said,
and retreated slowly from the girl's gaze. It floated back down the terrace in the shafts of sunlight and shade towards the lodge under the flowers.